Hi, it's 4:20 somewhere, and welcome to Sex and Sativa with Alex.
It's me, your favorite sex positive goddess.
I hope you enjoyed the last episode. In a different universe, I would be Alex the Madame. Yeah, I've given a lot of thought to this. So in this episode, I want to escape into a fun fantasy world where my madame dreams come true. Here on Sex and Sativa with Alex, I am very pro-abortion, pro-birth control, pro-sex work, and pro-consent. Now, sex work is a very controversial topic, and various people have incredibly strong opinions regarding sex work, which is why I am not alone on this episode. No, I've got someone fun, sexy as fuck, and smart with me, and we are both delving into the fantasy world of sex work. What the fuck is she talking about? Well, I'm so fucking excited for this episode. I had fun researching this, I had fun with my guest, and I do hope you enjoy it as well. So, today's episode, as I explained earlier, I have a guest with me, and we are going to delve into the fictional world of running a brothel. Straight out the gate, I'm not even sugarcoating what this episode is about, and I am doing it with the one, the only, the sexy Bougie.
I think that is Madame Bougie to you.
Oh, Madame Bougie. Yes, because we're in that kind of vibe. Madame Bougie, yeah. Sets the tone. I was talking to someone recently and I was trying to get the mechanics on how to, on worship. Basically on being worshipped as
what
a goddess.
Sort of worship?
Like worship from partners, worship from men, worship from people.
Praise
that,
and worship?
I'm not God.
But, like, you know, they praise you. Like,
yes, praise and worship. Fuck yes. Yes, and to think I was
Christian girl jumped right
out. Yeah, I'm actually fucking. Yeah, to think that I was actually talking about having a praise kink. That was something I just realized. That I have a praise kink. So, when I talk about praise, I talked about worship.
Yeah.
So, set your boundaries, Madame Bougie.
Okay.
Welcome to this wonderful episode of Sex and Sativa with Alex. I love our episodes together. We seem to always just have the most absolutely unhinged conversations. I mean, this time
you make us sound unhinged.
We are unhinged. let's just keep the buck. We are unhinged. This time in our last episode, she set my coochie on fire.
Oh,
proud arsonist.
Arsonist and proud. Okay. I actually am very thankful to be in this space recording with you. It's always quite wholesome, you know, when I come on the podcast, you know, seeing the process, or, you know, watching the entire process unfold, you know, the thought process, the research, and then recording to editing, posting it up, you know, marketing your shit, talking
first
about
of all,
it's a whole last process.
This episode has been like 3 fucking months. Like 3 fucking
Girl,
months.
We do not need to get into the whys, but we are thankful
that we're here
to
now.
Be in this space, and we are giving ourselves the grace to, you know, just carry on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, recently, or not recently, I think one of the conversations you and I have been having consistently and continuously for a while now is the absence or growing lack of community all around.
Girl.
And I don't know how else to say it except this might be me saying, this might be me saying some shit, right? But it's my podcast. Oh, sorry. It's my podcast, so I can say whatever the fuck I want. You're putting that on your phone.
No,
I'm
not.
Okay, so, my mom's friends, my mom has friends that she's known for over 40 years. My mom's friends are from different walks of life.
Yeah.
She has some highly educated people, I'm talking like doctors with PhDs or some shit like that, and she has friends that are running stalls in the markets, and they're all friends, and they all link up, and they all love each other, and you know, they all seem to look out for each other. But recently, I've been noticing this growing lack of community and celebration of individualism in our type of generation. And I understand the economy is not making shit easy, but I also think that...
Excuse me?
Yes, but I also think that we underestimate the amount of work, the amount of commitment, yes, to maintain and to build a community.
Mm-hmm.
Building a community is not easy, neither is maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you build a community and you realize that people you're building a community for are shitting on you and are not worthy to be in that space. Recently, I saw a conversation online about, like, oh, I can't be friends with someone who is in an abusive relationship. And I just remember that there was one book I was reading from, like...
So many unhealthy takes online, though.
That's why it's not good to stay online too much.
I swear, but, like, touch grass, go and feel the sun on your face, go outside in the evening and let the moon resonate with your spirit. Like, do not constantly stay online and accept a lot of toxicity into your life. Just saying. Yeah,
so, I was reading a book about how, like, this woman, like, she had a group of friends and she got married and she was in an abusive relationship. And that's the time where women don't have and not earning anything. They can't make their money. They can't leave the husband's house. It's like a for life situation. And then she had this group of girlfriends that were like her childhood friends, and all of them married into different families and different places. But they took their time to constantly send messages to each other.
I remember the friendship.
Yeah, keep the friendship. But like, I remember the first babe that married, her husband realized she was sending out messages to these group of friends. Like a Victorian style for traveling pants sort of thing. And he beat the living shit out of her. So she decided to start sneaking out and as in sending the mails to somebody in the village she sent to her friends. Yeah. I'm just stating this to say that. And then when...
That was the amount of work that was put into just to maintain some friendships.
And then when this woman wanted to kill her husband,
yeah,
these women were... able to conveniently provide an alibi / escape for her at that point in time.
It's like Pop Cicero.
Yes. Ooh, nice. I love that
yeah.
song. The Pop Cicero. How does it start?
He had it coming.
You know, I miss that show.
We should watch that.
We should. So I was just thinking that, yes, you can have a friend that's in an abusive situation,
yeah,
but you can also let her know that you are there for her without actually being present and there for her.
Mm-hmm.
And you too, that is in an abusive situation, you need to not let your escape or your community as in come under the eyes or the watch of the person that you're trying to escape from, in case you need an escape.
I mean, yes, I am paraphrasing.
I've never been in a situation like this. I'm just saying that when it comes to community, there are some silent members that are present.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that are very, very vocal in your life. People that are there so that in case someone asks a certain type of way, they know that I think I break some shit on your head.
Yeah.
And then there are some people that they are not even there at all. But when you want to run, like when you need someone, they will be present for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the community provides different roles, does different things. One person cannot do all. Your job in a community, one, is to be present. Two is to have some sort of use. I'm very fucking sorry. But it seems to be like we only take the use. We only get what we need and forget to put back in so that another person can also take what they need.
Yeah.
Do you get? And I'm seeing relationships, for example, mine. I'm being very honest here. I'm seeing relationships start like 10 years in the making and can't even continue it. I have my mom laugh with some people that, and she calls them RP. That's a slang for retired prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my god, why are you calling her that? And she's like, oh, back in the days, like this babe used to, you know, fuck men for money and she's changed her life, but she continues calling her RP. And I have someone that used to be a friend that told me to my face that if I have plans to continue in this line of work, then we will not be friends in the future.
But on the plus side, there ain't gonna be anybody calling you RP, so
Anyway, so I just said it to me that everybody in the community does different things, and
she'd be ready to play your part when it comes to being a part of a community.
Yes,
that's just the honest thing.
Yes,
but I also think, like, you know, because I almost always have to play devil's advocate, but sometimes
you enjoy it.
But, like, sometimes it's also very sort of sad and scary when, as a part of a community, you do your part, you know, you do your part of helping your friend or helping someone leave a situation that you feel that is your job as a member of the community. And then before you blink and settle down into the routine of being the bad guy that helped them, this person is hurrying back into that situation, even though they should have worked out. And even though you know that they have the resources, like, both physically, mentally, spiritually.
And I'm not just talking about abusive situations.
No, I'm not just talking
about... This is not abusive
situations.
I'm just talking about...
Well, abuse is relative. Like, mental abuse, financial abuse, physical abuse. So, yes, it is an abusive situation. You know? So, and, like, this person is still, like, waltzing back into that situation. So, it's sort of now harder for you, yes, the next time as a member of the community, when you're supposed to do, you know, something else to help another person. So I think that's why you're saying everybody should play their part, as little or as large as it is. Like, play your part and let your part feel validated.
So, back to the book I was reading, one of the... Well, I can't remember the name of this book for life. I mean, I read a lot of erotica, which is on my bad. The woman, one of the woman's friends, lost her husband and got a lot of money, traveled to some place and opened up a brothel.
I feel like one of the things we should do in our spare time, if we can even find time, is to actually do, like, a newer podcast on reviewing books.
You got what?
Think about it.
I am, and I'm just, like, fucking mind blown now.
Right, especially for, like, Sober Us projects. We'll shelf that. So your book.
Okay, so my book. I'm one of the babes that was in the book. Ran a brothel. It was a brothel that she actually used to, like, braid most of her bitches. And I also want to say that sex work is very iffy. It's the nuances behind sex work, I do not even have the capacity.
Idea.
Yes, I do not have the idea. I do not have the reach. So I wanted to do something a little bit different for this episode. I wanted to delve into the fantasy world, and I don't feel any more safer delving into fantasy than with you.
Okay? Oh my god, like, I'm delusional.
Yeah, like, we can let our crazy fly. So, on this episode of Sex and Sativa with Alex, I want to run a fantasy brothel.
This is like another universe.
Yes.
There's so much of an alternate universe, Alex. Like,
it's money. Let me just keep it a buck. It's money. Okay, forget the alternate universe shit. It's money. It is only money that is stopping me from living my delusional life,
my
one
true
year
best
at a time.
Self.
Because, fuck it, like, I was telling someone, like, women can be multifaceted, but, you know, capitalism and life doesn't actually allow it to be multifaceted. This time,
embrace how multifaceted you actually are.
Yeah. Like, this time 6 years ago, I did not think I would be doing something like this.
2018.
Yeah, I did
First of all, anything prior to the pandemic is a whole other lifetime.
Oh,
girl.
Pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
Actually, still in the pandemic, so.
Exactly. So, everything before the pandemic is like, Oh, that happened.
I feel like it's a different lifestyle.
I feel like post-pandemic is bad blur.
Anyway.
Girl,
my color. I'm just like, so, as in, and even in my multifacetedness, if I had money, I would sell sex toys this year. And then realize, maybe this is fun, maybe this is not fun. I'm not set up.
That babe from your gym that had a huge crush on me. Thought it would be nice to have you sell sex toys.
She wanted to invest. She wanted to invest.
She had given you all that money to buy what? Chicken.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that. Girl, like, I travel way too much to be bothered about that shit. Said the person, I'm not gonna put homelessness into the atmosphere. Instead, I'm buying a home.
Fuck you.
This Nigeria's economy, I'm not buying a home. I'm going to rent out instead. Like,
I'm just saying,
girl, can we not going to talk about this new economy? We're not going to manifest.
Okay, before we go and build in Brothel,
wait, because I'm not rebuilding in this freaking country.
Yes,
that's, they will kill me.
And I love being Nigerian sometimes, but realistically, I don't want to die right now. So I want to ask. I realize I haven't asked this question all year to everyone listening right now. How are you,
girl? How are you guys? Like, how are you coping? How does your mental health look like right now?
If you don't do cannabis, if you don't drink, if you don't have a reason to let loose.
How? Because, guy, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm just sending out positive vibes to everyone. And that's the thing. Like, whilst I'm complaining of what a mess Nigeria is, the entire world is going to shit.
Yes.
And there are only a couple of people, literally like two people that are untouched. The people that are the reasons this whole bullshit is starting. But like, they're only like two untouched persons. So everyone is feeling it's not in the healthiest of ways. So
just stay strong.
Because
I like talking easy shit on my podcast, but it is so difficult when I go outside to touch grass to just see people and hear people, and people are losing jobs.
And keep it easy.
Yes, and keep it easy and keep it light. It is the most difficult thing. It is the most it is the most depressing thing out there.
Yeah.
I can't. Okay, for example, now I discovered I liked to bake last year. It's now when Alexandria discovered that she wants to bake. They've increased the price of flour like almost 8 times in a year. Now you're buying a crate of egg at 4,000 naira. That's just ridiculous.
I said that we're going to sound like early, I don't know, people who lived in Nigeria like in the early 2000s that remember when like Nollywood like was churning out the movies like by a dozen, and like, you know, the currency we used to insult then was cedis.
Yes,
and then it used to be like a boy was like asking a girl out, and then he would stop in a car, and then she'd be like, "What do you want?" And he'd be like, "Come here. Here, I'ma give you some 13 million cedis." And you're like, 13 million cedis?
And you'd be like, damn, that shit used to be like,
exactly. And then he'll bring out like a wad of like 13 freaking million, and like he'll put it in her hand, and I'm like, ew. And then I was not telling Alex, like, oh, it's not gonna be like, you know, people in Asia, like, they're buying like 3,000 like yen to end up being like $3. Guys, how much is $100 in Nigeria?
This is being recorded as of the day that Naira turned 1,500 to the dollar.
So now, let me let you all know that your tickets to the basketball games that are charged at $100 that are like throw away, it's like 150,000 Nigerian Naira. That's people's rent too.
That's people's house rent.
Like, that's $100.
Give me that. In fact, okay, now that we are
begging
here,
shamelessly.
Please, because you love Bougie and I and the way we are gonna sound and the wonderful things are gonna turn out. If you want to support,
I'll be soliciting funds.
Yes, I am soliciting funds, bitch. It takes a lot of funds to run this fucking podcast, man. Do you know how much data I'm subscribing with that? Anyway, if you guys would love to help donate to this podcast.
Support. I like support.
Ooh, if you guys would love to support this amazing podcast, Sex and Sativa with Alex, please send me an email at sexandsativawithalex@gmail.com. I will get back to you ASAP. Just, you know, ready to support with your finances and gifts.
Will help you, you know, spend your support.
Girl, you love spending money.
I mean, it's a good look.
It's a good look. It makes you good.
Which is good.
So, back to building our fantasy brothel. What's a brothel like to you? Like, when you say the word brothel, what does that mean?
Ooh. I mean, a brothel is like a pleasure parlor. It's like, I mean, we're speaking to the old English term, like brothel. But, you know, it's like a sex house.
a whole house, basically.
A whole house, right? Mm-hmm. I remember, like, when we read books of, like, ancient Victorian times, mm-hmm. of how, like, the men in the house would, like, you know, leave in their riding cravat, and then, you know, they'll end up at the local brothel, and the fancy ladies knew that that was where, like, their men were, and, you know, some of the brothels had, like, bathhouses and whatnot. Mm. So, you know, I feel like a brothel is wherever you go to get your freak on.
Yeah, brothel basically is a house where you can go and engage in sexual activity with prostitutes. Now, because I love, like I said, I love being Nigerian, but I don't want to run my brothel in Nigeria in my fantasy world.
This first of all, I won't be able brothel, to do that shit.
Yeah, because Nigeria is prostitution is still illegal here in Nigeria.
One.
So I went to go and look at countries that have liberal stances on prostitution, and Netherlands is the most liberal country of all when it comes to prostitution, which is kind of like... Then followed by Amsterdam, also has very liberal prostitution laws, as well as Germany. Although prostitution is recognized, not necessarily frowned upon, but just it's an activity that is done very well in like Asia, like Korea, China, type
yeah.
thing. Mm. So that's a brothel.
I mean, keeping it in Asia, mm-hmm. like the money is in Asia, though. I mean, I would have wanted to go to like the Middle East, but. Anything.
You want to go to the Middle East?
I mean,
no offense. I am the most liberal person. Thank you. Actually, I don't even want to use that line. But when you say Middle East, I just automatically went to like, you know, shit in the mouth.
So,
I am so sorry. I don't know how.
We're not talking about coprophilia.
No, we're not talking
not
about coprophilia. No. So, what is going to be your front, Madame Bougie, as we are building this beautiful brothel? Mm. What is your brothel front going to be like?
Now, the thing is, I am not a big believer in front. Like, I believe it is totally disrespectful to the people in the industry that you're posing in, or the customers to whom you are offering a service to. Mm. So I feel like an idea or the idea of a front is totally disrespectful. So I want it to be known through and through that Bougie's is the ultimate pleasure experience. So no front.
That fucking sounds hot. Like, I just stated that, yeah, that sounds hot. So you don't want a front at all. You
no,
just want
not
to
at
be like,
all. Like I
you
want...
come to Bougie's brothel
yeah.
and getting fucked.
You know. Pretty much.
But I thought about this mm-hmm. and I put in a lot of thought and my own fronts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have like a custom play store. Like, I want to see like a custom sex toy store. I want to have like, I want to do custom play outfits, you know, like leather.
Is that part of what you want to do in your brothel, or like, how is that the front? Sorry if I may ask.
Because that's like the legal business side. I sell, you know, sex toys, and I make custom sex toys. I want to like custom whips and paddles and St. Andrew's cross. Like, I want to use leather and really do like custom shit for clients. Like, I want to be known for like my really impressive leather work. I want to be known for the beautiful whips and paddles and, you know, basically the custom shit that I do. Like, you know, I want it to be like a whole ass
yeah.
business. That is the front I want for my brothel. Like, mm-hmm. that's where I'm going to
lean to
clean
it.
The money. Please, I am now saying this in case, you know, taxation officers in the future, whatever.
First of all, baby girl, in case anyone out there decides this is quite a viable and expensive opportunity, please bring your coins. Let's do this.
Oh,
and
my
if
God.
You do decide to do this on your own, I swear it's going to fail.
I'm going to put
African juju on your business.
First of all, I really have pitched my idea to somebody before in the past. The funniest part is Bougie was present the day I pitched my idea to somebody.
My God.
And then a year later, I was approached by a different person to come and help them streamline a business idea that was suspiciously like the business idea I had pitched.
When I
asked, dear sir, who are the people involved in this business that you want me to come and help you streamline?
Yeah.
And then he mentioned the person I had pitched my business to, and I couldn't stop laughing.
I said, in my next life, I remember that there was an episode where we spoke about, you know, if I have a dick for like how many hours.
Yeah.
I swear, I just want the confidence of men. It has to be the most, because they when they say men have balls, cajones, the fuck, like, no. I told you from the day you went to that meeting that that nigga kept looking at your titties the wrong way. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you. Nonsense. Yeah. Nonsense. Like, no. Mm-mm. So we'll talk about fees. So if you're bringing your coins to have us, like,
if
you really
feel
this project,
like this fantasy, maybe Bush's idea or Alex's idea.
Exactly.
Like,
because like, we have rich people out there. You know, I know you all have the funds. I know you all have the resources. And I'm a fan of expending resources.
I'm a fan of expending.
So, you know, you can bring me here and trust me, your money is going to stay in good hands. Or not, we are in a recession too.
My God. No, because I'm sorry. I know that I sound bitter. This episode has gone way off the rails. But I see some businesses that go belly up. And I'm not trying to shame anybody. But I want to make fun of some people and just say that, fuck, I had no, I knew that there was no way we're actually going to be viable in the first place. And then you guys are collecting all this money and making all those plans that you guys had no
I mean business viability is relative though. Business growth and success too.
I forgot I was talking to businessmen. Sorry. Alright. We've moved past the front.
We've moved past the front.
Are you a full service establishment? Like, are you selling sex? Or are your escorts like the wonderfulness and the specialized shit that your escorts do? Are they the draw? Are you a specialized establishment? Are you selling the girlfriend experience? Like,
it's not as much as selling an experience, like in terms of selling a one experience type thing, because it all still boils down to like when you're asking what my front was, like, and I said like I'm not trying to have a front, so I'm trying to have like a ground, right? You know, with the entire process of like ground.
So you're trying to have like land, like you're trying to have a
yes,
land
like,
that
it's going to be like
gonna
an
be
estate.
On.
Yes.
Oh, that's
I'm not
sexy.
Trying, like I had someone say acreage, and I've just been like acreage. Yes, it's going to be like on an acreage.
Right,
I
think big man.
I'm not trying to be a broke madame. I'm trying to be Madame Bougie. Like that requires a level of finances, right? So like my, you know, brothel experience is going to be more like you know, having the full you know, grounds where people can come and immerse themselves into different form of playtime. So yes, you might want to have the girlfriend experience, and you want to, like, you know, be roomed in.
Is that just snorts?
Yes, you might want to have like the girlfriend experience and be like housed or roomed in like one particular area of like the grounds, you know, and there'll be a houses for the people that are facilitating some of the sex stuff.
Ooh.
You know, like, so because we're gonna be
Bougie is offering housing
be...
and medical.
Yes, dental housing. See, I feel like people that are owning businesses are just really not unhealthy in terms of what they do pay people, like, because they feel people are not worth a certain type of, you know, other people tend to determine other people's worth
but not your actual worth.
So yeah. I promise you, like, if you're out there and you're totally feeling like, you know, you're not being paid what you think you're worth, like everyone is reminding you like, oh no, you shouldn't ask for this, you should totally ask for more. Within your right to ask for more, and it will get better. Like, you should just try to be maybe more assertive, open yourself to more positions, and open yourself to truly accepting your worth. Like, know your worth and make sure you accept it. And I swear, they will try to tell you you are not worth that shit, but you are the shit. You are the company.
Okay, so are you like, so are you a specialist?
So full service, like when I mean full service, I mean, we're going to do, well, I want us to be able to do it
so
all.
Basically,
I want us
like,
to do
you
the sex
get out
parties.
Girl, like, okay, oh,
I want
yeah.
us to be able to do like, okay, you know, it's February, so like Valentine's sex parties. It's like Olden Sign, you know, those things.
Let me just say something that I didn't know that I was going to feel this way. I haven't even thought about this in like weeks, but I really, truly, really loved when I used to host like sex events.
Yeah, that was fun times.
Yeah, like I really, really love it, and I hate that I'm not getting to do it. I saw Scotty and Famous post updates.
Shout out
Scotty and Famous, I love her. I saw her post an update on her.
In the UK, you're listening, and you know you like sex positive parties that is hosted by black women for literally everyone.
Mm-hmm. Check out Scotty and Famous on social media, and she was posting a picture for her sales for her Galentine type party.
Oh yeah, she did. Maybe you did Galentine, but that was like eons ago.
Yeah, so that's what I just want to say. Like, I just hate that I never like had the funds and resources to kind of like blow my shit up as much as I want. This is not me having a pity party. I'm just being very nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgia is good.
Nostalgia reminds you that you've come a long fucking way.
Yeah,
in mean, different mindset.
Yeah.
So are you a specialized establishment with your brothel? Like, are you doing anything specific? Or
I mean, we're going to have a barn in case people want like a milking, you know. It's going to be everything. Like, I know it can't literally be everything, but I'm going to really try to touch as much as I can. So like, that's why, yes, we're going to have the girls like on site, on ground, but they're going to also be able to leave when they want to leave. So if you want people that want to have the leaving with
your girls can go out.
Yes, like, no, not go out. Like, I no, really like, want to can... protect everyone.
So I want everything staying on ground.
Yes, but like, I want, when you come to the grounds, like, nothing should be totally off limits, except it's off limit. We're going to go back to like our hard limits later, except it's off limits. Everything should be like encouraged and like, you know, not frowned upon. So yeah, almost everything, like, since we're going to have the grounds. Thank you. That's why I pierced, like, I have multiple pierces.
Yeah, she does. Really sexy.
So, like, since you're going to, like, have the grounds and have the people, like, on board, so everything you're going to need, like, if you want the water play, if you want the cock play, if you want the chastity play, if you want total BDSM, if you want, like, just your vanilla
also, like,
king,
a full
stated,
established.
Sort of.
Come to Bush's house
for the ultimate pleasure experience. That's not limiting.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, for me, I feel like I want to have like a specialized establishment.
Oh,
yeah, I want it.
The niche is like good money.
Yeah, I want it to be Alex's House of Pain. Why did you roll your eyes? You know, when I was scripting this, I floated. I actually have two answers. And I was going to float this particular one past her just to see her reaction. And Bushy did not disappoint. Mm. Why the fuck did you roll your eyes at Alex's House of Pain? Do you not think Alex's House of Pain could be a viable fucking money maker?
The funny thing is, I thought you were actually going to lean towards this. So should I say... thank you for not
predictable,
disappointing.
Right?
No, not predictable. You're not just disappointing.
Actually, I fuck with it. I don't want to have a specialized establishment.
Because why do I buy pinning people?
No, if I was more into, like, if I had spent a lot more years in the BDSM, is that a mosquito?
Babe, you're always finding stuff.
Yeah. If, like, for example, I was more in the BDSM scene, I'd done more in the BDSM community, then I would absolutely love to have, like, a Alex's House of Pain. But I've been doing more, like, an overall type vibes when it comes to sex positivity.
Yeah.
I've been touching
more sex education,
you know,
sex tech. So you can't just limit it to sexual
one particular
kinks,
thing.
Yeah.
And one thing I realized about people and sex is sometimes what you go in thinking you want might not be what you get.
At the end of the day,
might not be what you actually derive pleasure from at the end of the day. Sometimes you go in thinking you want this and then you get more. So I do not want a specialized establishment. I want my escorts to be the draw. I want to have specialized escort.
Ooh.
Like, I want my escorts to have training. Like, I want them to. I want to, like,
that's good.
Yeah, like, you know, they come on the job, I train them on like certain shit. I want my escorts to be the draw. Do you get like, you
can't, I mean, so, you are offering them, like, yes, I mean, so they like, should yes, be worth they offering. Yes,
so
like,
I want my so like,
get them
like, I want them to be so unique.
Does that sound right? Like, I mean, it's not like sacrifices, like, I mean, it's sexual sacrifice.
Sexual sacrifice.
I feel like everything said sexually
what
sounds
can
sexual.
You say, or what can you, like, if you're thinking like sexual sacrifice, sexually, no, what do you
like, alter, like, you know, knife play. You know, like when you're setting someone up like a priestess, like a role play fantasy where like they're sacrificing like the virgin on the altar,
and then it ends in like a gangbang type situation.
Yeah, and then she's like on the altar receiving dick, and like there's dick in her mouth, there's dick in her pussy, and she's just playing down on the altar, taking for the gods and their servants and the gods and their worshippers, you know. So she's like the offering that the deity has given his worshippers. Like, damn, yeah. So like altar play. So mind us to like erect like an altar.
But that is so fucking hot. Like sometimes I
sex is fun. Like sex can really be fun. Cheers to that.
Tea's not expensive.
Living
I can't even
is
find
now expensive.
Tea. I can't even find tea anymore. Yeah. That's the saddest part. So, back to both of us.
Yeah.
What kind of services do you offer? And your escorts. I know we've been very, very gender specific when we've been saying girls. Like, are you also... Are you also selling, like, are you escorts male? Are they female? Are they gay? Who also are you selling?
Selling my
to?
Sex to.
Yeah.
I'm selling my sex to the highest bidder. Okay, but like that, I was telling, I think we were having a conversation the other day about how one of the reasons I'm excited about like leaving the country is that I'm excited about like, you know, having to date everyone and everything and every person. Like, I'm excited to just go out with whoever has intelligence, sense, and consensual, obviously. Like, you know, I'm having like healthy, consensual, and you know, highly interesting and safe, you know, sexual experiences. And might not even like get to sexual experiences. After all, what people term sexual experience is very different. Sometimes just like a level of intimacy and bonding, and that's like more sexual. Like, you know, covered it in like sexual intimacy about not just being like fucking exactly. So I'm excited for when I can do that. So I am definitely, in my days, I'm definitely you know, going to hire everyone because I don't want to limit the type of pleasure I want to offer.
You know, so, when I brought this question, like, who are you offering your services to? The first thought that came to my mind, I was thinking of, I was like, my girl does not discriminate in the money.
It's all going to be the same color. Yeah, why not bring the same account?
Bring the money. So, like, are you?
What,
are you,
do you want the woman? Do you want the men? Do you want the... Obviously, we're not going to do like... I mean, there's going to be age-appropriate consensual play.
Yeah.
I cannot hand this enough.
I'm so sorry. I'm laughing because...
When you say you offer everything, these people think you're not joking. The requests that may come in.
I'm laughing. Oh, wow. No, because I'm not going to repeat that experience I had. We said that's why we. What you're saying is a very good reason why. It's a very good reason why.
Please.
Hunting on.
Please. Please. I beg you. Please. Please. So like, but yeah, but like, you know, if you want like, you know, the bulls, if you want like bullycorns, if you want like cocks, if you want trannies, if you want crosses, if you want you know, sissies, if you want whatever type of player, if you want the doms, if you want the subs, if you want the slaves, if you even give for interracial play. I mean, roleplay is going to be very fun and effective here. So if you're ready to play nice and play good,
and part with your money.
Girl, like, and part with your money. First off, you're going to be ready to part with like a healthy chunk of your money. Mm. It's going to take quite a lot to maintain our establishment. Mm. So everybody has, this is not like the tip jar, it's compulsory. Like, when you're coming in, get it at the back of your head and the front of your pocket that you are going to spend.
Oh.
Right? So, and when you are open to like the zeros just like clicking off your bank account, mm. I promise you the experience is going to be ooh la la. So, like, yeah, I'm going to offer. So that means I'm going to hire like a variety of persons. It's not just going to be, you know, one type person I'm hiring. So, like, yeah, I'm offering my services to whoever can pay. I'm play nice.
Same, actually. I do not discriminate against the moolah.
Mm-hmm.
I love money. And I feel, actually, if I'm being very honest, I understand the need to have some niche services.
Yes.
Like, I understand the, like, I understand that. But sometimes I am too, I think I'm too broke as a Nigerian right now to drop money on the table and not collect money from everyone.
Mm.
Like, I want to offer everything I want. What now, do you want?
Down the line,
yeah.
Right, down the line, like, after we've established ourselves as
that like establishment, the name.
Maybe to, should I say, semi-retire or to look into something else. Mm. I might decide to, like, niche it down,
mm.
right? But I feel like in the beginning, a lot of people are always overlooked. Because some niches are much more
socially acceptable. Yeah.
Yes, one, socially acceptable, mm-hmm. one, more taboo than others. So mm. because of that, they get a lot more representation. And some people are just not being represented.
Can I just say that? Yes, I just watched an episode of Law and Order Criminal Intent with Barney. And he was going around giving like a fake lobotomy to bitches.
Fake lobotomy, the title
of your sex tape. And Barney from How I Met Your Mother was playing a killer on Criminal Minds, and he was giving fake lobotomy to women so that they would stay with him. And
this boy was pouring hot water through your ear. I don't know what kind of science you all are watching.
That's not what I get. That's, I mean, whatever the fuck he was doing is, I mean.
I mean, yes, bad boy. But I just meant, like, the form of the lobotomy was, like, weird.
Yeah, I agree. But what he was chasing wasn't, like, a sex slave. He was chasing a girlfriend.
Mm.
Someone he could cuddle. Mm. And sometimes I feel like, especially when it comes to sex, we really truly forget about, like, some people
just the soft want, people.
Yes, they yeah. just want sweetness. They just want yeah. intimacy.
Yeah.
Like, they just want to feel. And I was talking to someone and he was like, oh, he's been in like a couple of female-led relationships for a very long time.
Yeah.
Which is why he doesn't feel comfortable paying for it anymore.
Valid.
Because that intimacy is like basically not there. And I kind of get, I'm paraphrasing what he's saying, but I kind of mm-hmm. get where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. Like, when you want a certain intimacy, a certain sweetness that is not seen outside, yeah. that is denied to people in the most barest of forms. I was reading, it was not a tweet, but I was on social media,
yeah.
and it was about homelessness, and somebody was like, the best thing to do for homeless people is to give them money.
Yeah.
They are the ones that know what they want to do with the money. And I agree. Sometimes when someone, even me right now, and I'm mm-hmm. not homeless,
mm-hmm.
you have a specific idea of what you want me to do.
Yeah.
But once that money comes in,
Heck, when I ask for the money, mm-hmm. or like if this is not like money I'm earning or yeah, expecting yeah. like when I get gifted money maybe yeah. because like I ask someone in my life because mm-hmm. like I swear if you're in my life I will ask you for money
you will give you me love money. Me you give me money
yes
sorry.
This is my smiley face yay but like when I ask you for money and like I might say I want to get this I might want to get that mm-hmm. I can't count how many times I take money I get like money like oh I want to change my phone
mm.
and then when the money comes oh my fridge gets bad I have to like replace my fridge
mm.
or like oh there was a shipment I was expecting mm. and then maybe customs started charging more or they, like they you do. Know postage is now like costlier
yeah.
so I might end up switching to that mm-hmm. and you might want to now shame me and be like, oh, you naughty girl, why did you collect money for that if you were not doing like that? That's bullshit. Like,
I'm
that's
the one
thing.
That's feeling it right
thank
now.
You.
So,
like, I'm the one that knows if it, who wears the shoe knows where it pinches them. Yeah,
yeah,
so
them.
Like where it hurts them. So it's like, I'm the one that knows that. So they are the ones that understand exactly what they are going to use it for. Mm. So if you are truly going to be in your giving bag, you know, since that's what you'll say now. If you're really trying to be an honestly genuine giver, you wouldn't think too hard of where what you're giving to is going. You just don't want it to be wasted.
Yes.
You don't want to feel like your resources are going to receive.
Yeah.
Because you know where you could have expended the same resources exactly.
But sometimes, like, so, and it was in that comment, like, a bunch of people were like, oh no.
Give them food instead.
You never give homeless people
money. Yeah, like, that they'll do drugs or something
and
like that.
Something that I just want to touch on, there is something about not having, there's something about lack, there's something about poverty that seems to rob everybody of dignity. Mm. Not just the poor people, also the people that do have.
Mm.
Because who are you to assume what people should do and what they should not do? Even in their sex life. I think we are too invested in how people are doing shit.
We are too invested in others.
Yes.
Like, we're, for a lot of people that are so afraid of being othered,
yes,
they are so invested
in
others. And
yes.
It's the most hilarious and scary and sad thing because it's why, like, you're really in your 60s, your 70s, after having lived a very tough life, after having lived, like, you know, through trials and travels. Because that's the thing, like, that's what I was saying, like, life of 60 years ago is not what it is now.
No.
So people that are celebrating their relationships, like, now, like, people that are, like, older and being able to live their true self, if they've been doing that for, like, the past 10 years, 15, some just 3, some 20, some 30, like, the way they are living their life then, okay, someone in the late 80s won't have expected to go, like, oh, June is Pride Month, we're going to go out into the street, like, we are flags and celebrate it and be happy and just share love.
Yeah.
Like, they were the ones that really, they dated and they married women whilst they still had, like, relationships they couldn't talk about.
Yes.
But the women that said, oh, she was just my friend, and then lived with her friend all the while, but truly, they were life partners.
Yeah.
But here you have, like, older women that are celebrating their, you know, being partnered with this person for, like, 10 years, 20 years, but,
openly.
You know, openly. So, it's like, like, we are so much comfort for a time that is supposed to be very much ahead.
We're so backwards
in what we keep on, you know, bothering about and reflecting on. So we've gone on the rant, we're going to come back to, you know, cannabis and tea.
What sets your product apart? Like, for me, I do feel that what sets my product apart is the specialized trainings that my escorts are going to offer.
Yeah.
And also how I treat my employees. Like you said something earlier, you want to have dental, like, you want to basically give them free housing and medical. I want to employ my girls, there are certain things, like you said, housing and medical, that I would love to get off their chest. A lot of women stay in not so savory situations because they have to. It's not because they don't know shit isn't right. And I'm not saying it to be like, oh, sex work isn't right. I'm not actually talking about sex work right now. A lot of people stay in situations that they don't want to because they have to. And it might be, oh, I'm trying, it's just one more year. I'm just trying to save up for another house. I'm just trying to save up for my rent. It's just a couple of months. I'm just trying to get a roof over my head with this person. It's just a couple of days. I don't have to eat like this. Let me just starve to save. Get I'm coming from, like, it's just,
I mean, there are some sacrifices that one has to make,
one,
you know,
has
for,
to make
to stay in some situations,
yes.
I mean, it's not what you want
to do
or it's not what you'd have hoped to be doing, but you just sometimes find yourself in this situation, even no matter how much you protect yourself, talk more of now when you don't have the protection that life sometimes gives.
So I want to give a level of stability in terms of what I give my girls, what I offer my girls. Like, I want to, like, when you come here, you're getting My mom used to have this boss that used to subsidize her house rent at some point for her, which was such a wonderful thing. Like, it was really wonderful. It was a great way to not panic over something that...
That's it. I think some healthy businesses, like, I think that was the appeal. Why people went to privately owned companies.
Yes.
Because, like, they were able to pay, like, rent, like, or...
They were paying some companies, you know, people to pay
the 401k, like, that goes on in America. It's because, like, you know, your bosses are taking out your money, putting it here, you know, to wait for you to retire.
So, like, if there are some wonderful benefits. You don't necessarily have to stay for a long time. You can stay and...
So get your foot in. There's also nothing wrong with that.
Yes, you can also stay for...
Because,
like,
you like the comfort.
Yes. Because it's a good thing to do. So there's a level of, like, stability, like, I want to offer
your people,
my employees, that will make them... I feel like when you have some... For example, now, if your boss offers you a financial bonus at the end of the month instead of that stupid office trust bonding exercise, which one are you going to pick? Like, which one will make you more excited to come back to work on Monday? I want to have some, like, financial incentives for my people to make them...
The thing is, I believe in the financial incentives, but I also believe that there are also other forms of incentives that people would enjoy as well. That's why, like I said, I'm going to be very insistent on doing my shit, like, you know, on the ground, because I want it to be in such a way that we're going to be having a farm, we're going to be having, like, a ranch if we can, you know, or, like, we're going to have the cows. We're
I do not have a, like, green plants. Thumb. Everything
I don't need to have a green thumb.
I'm just admitting to my podcast people that everything I grew dies. I tried planting cannabis. I know that's illegal, but it died. Like, it didn't even...
And in modern day Nigeria, I think it's very unhealthy to not want to have to plant something, because there is a current food shortage that we are not aware is going to hit us, like,
like the trains that don't work.
Like, I swear. Like, the jet that is truly safe down here. But, like, yeah, so Essence is going to be very, should I say, self-sufficient. Uh-huh. So that way, yes, we're going to offer them, you know, the insurance. We're going to offer them, like, help. But I really don't want them to feel the need to leave. Because one thing I want to constantly provide the people that work for me is protection. And one thing that, like, people in the sex service industry have understood is that there's not a lot of protection for them in the community.
Yes.
Especially in the community they stay in. I think we were on your podcast when we talked about the girl that was beaten by her what's it called, her neighbors, because she was filming OnlyFans in Nigeria.
Her neighbors constantly would come to
disturb
her
window
until,
like, they now brought her out, they beat her,
they broke her window.
Exactly. And these are people that I swear they are the ones that know the day she posts a video she's streaming.
Person that died, RIP. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I found their account, their content, was because they were making content about how they were feeling unsafe in their neighborhood and they had to move.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are so many stories of, like,
exactly,
people who are,
and this is the community they're supposed to be in. Yes. So, and you can't now imagine the extent their outside community,
lack of
community here in it. So, like, I'm trying to make sure that they don't really need to go outside. So we're gonna have doctors, we're gonna have,
like, at the heart of it, like, we don't sound so, like, like a bunch of immature bitches talking about.
Oh, maybe
shit.
We do, and then we visit it when I feel
older.
Like, who? I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone. At the end of the day, how you feel about me?
That's your business.
That's your business. And what do I say? Like, I'm never here to educate or entertain anyone, except maybe, you know, you ask nice and all of that. But, like, that's on you.
So while I've been running and rambling on and on about how that I'm going to offer some specialized services about what sex might open.
It's 4:20.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Bougie has been a huge advocate for the
noiseless lighter thing. She hates that sound. I won't say she hates it, she just doesn't like it.
You guys, what the fuck? I got her this. Okay, I didn't get it for her. Like, someone that was trying to get into my panties got me this beautiful gas lighter, but it's like an e-lighter because it charges and it has like a coil and it has like a spark, so it's very good. So I'm hoping to relieve you all. You all know, like, I support you guys when you guys are good, when you guys are running up the numbers. I like that shit. So I'm going to try and relieve you all of the as much as I can, except you all say you want that as some form of ASMR.
By the way, I am putting together an erotica episode this season, and Bougie is doing me the wonderful honors of actually writing an erotica.
Pressure.
I am also reading erotica from other people, so if you are interested to know what particular erotica Bougie is writing for me, get excited.
But do you know, like, I'm a little bit scared. I'm scared.
Scared.
Yeah, I'm scared by these motherfuckers. That's why I'm scared of, like, writing this erotica. Because, like, I was telling my baby girl the other day that I feel that what I was reading in sex was off. Like, I was reading, like, a scene, a particular scene that just seemed wrong. That I legit had to, like, stop my book, like, put my phone down, because, like, I was reading on my phone. I legit had to put my phone down, like, to start recreating the position the girl was in. And I was like, oh, yeah, this works. Like, that is to say, it's been forever since I've had sex. I don't know the chemistry of how positioning works. So please,
as you are the sexless Madame Bougie, what sets your product apart?
First off, not my sex game. If it is, we're gonna be broke as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, you know, seriously, you know, I did say, you know, something about, like, wanting to make sure we're having the proper age of consent. But that's the thing. Once, you after the age of consent, age there's fucking no age limit. I'm talking every fucking person. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, like, there is no need to, like, limit, you know, what we're offering service wise because I'm not trying to be the one that does everything. I'm never trying to have, like, the one girl I hire, the 10 girls I hire, you know, be the ones that, like, you know, do everything. I want the proper sex people, the proper sex facilitators, the proper sex workers. So even if we're just offering the massages for, like, happy endings, I want proper sex facilitators there to make sure that everything is proper.
Yeah,
if we're
like
going
that.
To offer, like, tantric sex, we're going to offer the sound, you know, the pleasure sounds, like baths and sound healing, you know, even water therapy and all the you know, I'm trying to touch not so niche, but yeah, it's very
specialized,
very
shit.
Specialized shit. And to do that, you need to have the right people. So I feel like the where I'm just going to constantly, like, hound on is trying to hire the proper sex facilitators.
So basically, you would hire someone like the sex positive goddess to,
oh my god, yes, like, yes, like, I am not, because okay, in BDSM, for example,
not me calling myself the expert on sex,
I mean, if the shoe fits, cop an outfit,
right?
So if I'm not into, like, you know, BDSM as much, or kink as much as, like, the next person. But I know that's, like, a community I'm not trying to neglect. That's a community's bag. I'm trying to get a lot of it. Like, you'll have money in that kink space. I see how much you'll buy that shit. So, like, I'm not trying to neglect them, though. And I do not want them to feel left out. I would not want to run a space where I hire someone that really is... Imagine hiring a dom, and then you hiring a dom that is getting high and then whipping you like a whipping dog instead of, you know, just like little mild whipping like your hair. I mean, if you want to be a whipping cushion, like, that's on you, but I don't
just
want
to be mindful.
Yeah, to be
mindful.
So I want, like, someone like, oh yeah, there's a lady in the dungeon that is, like, mindful that this happens. There's a masseuse that makes sure this happens. There's, like, so it's going to be very specialized in the people I bring on board. Whilst, like, yes, I might be able to hire, like, different type of, like, you know, people to do whatever it is, the people managing them like I'm going to go ham.
I feel like this episode you gave way more thought to the episode than I did, and I feel like I don't want to say do you want to own your own building? Or I mean, you've already said you want to have an acreage or some shit. Do you own your own building?
Yes.
So you're owning your building.
I'm owning the ground.
You don't want it to be like a pop-up sort of like establishment type.
Are you trying to pop up?
Me?
Like, is that, are you trying to have like a pop-up?
No,
baby,
no.
What are you trying to do? Do you want to own your building?
You
could rent from us. Like, I think that's one of the things you could also do. Rent out, like, you know, part of our buildings for people that want
to do like some custom shit. So it would make more sense to like own. But like, man, you know I'm such a commitment phobe.
Mm-hmm.
Like the idea of having to like buy a, like own a building for my, it's like scary and shit. Like like the idea of just having to commit into like one building.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I rent, I can like move shit. Like I could constantly feel like
there's a lot of money. Anyway, I like owning my shit.
I know you do. I wrote this question and I still don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, in my fantasy brothel, I would like to own a building.
You would like to own your building? Yeah.
I mean, like, I would actually like to have you own the building.
Yes, like so.
You see? Oh my god, that makes so much. I'm clear headed now. Yes. I'll have you own the building and then, you know, I just run shit.
That's the thing, you see, so our brothels can be very independent and codependent.
Oh.
Right? So we could, like I said, like I was having grounds.
You could have like a brothel like, LLC, like a club of brothels.
So,
bitch!
Since I'm trying to be that madame,
mm-hmm.
So I do not mind renting out like our establishment, like a part of the estate to someone else. I don't mind the competition. It's healthy, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more for us to offer. So we could rent out like buildings for stuff
like
that.
I do not believe in Monopoly, but I also play shit at Monopoly.
Oh my god! Like I was reading and watching something on how to the proper way to slice a cake so everyone gets an equal share. So when you said I don't believe in Monopoly, I'm like, if we're going to eat cake, everyone can eat. You all are just selfish motherfuckers.
And I was about to talk, I should just ended it and I had smoke.
What's your clientele like verification process like?
Ooh, girl, that's why I'm hiring the good people. Because I don't want to, you know, like bring up any issue with like, you know, sex traffickers and all of that bad stuff. Because that's one of the things that is always tainting, sex
background.
Talking about really paying like the big money private security companies. You understand? Yeah. Like, do that for me. Not just background checking the people to make sure that even if they have like true baggage at their past.
Also, background checking if you're
my clients. Pardon?
I want to see how much you have. I mean, that seems like a violation, but nigga, like.
Oh, the people coming to my establishment will come back again.
Thank you, love.
I feel like this is where hiring the good people has to come in because I really want to be certain and sure that I am not bringing people that have like so much baggage. Like, whilst I'm bringing, you know, like I want people to be able to run from their home and know they will have like a place in mind, like our bougies to really accept pleasure and give pleasure, you know, as in any form you want to do so, right? Like, because whatever form of abuse you're running from, I want you to know that you can find your pleasure here, whether it's to work for me or whether it's to, you know, receive what we have to offer, right? So I want to be sure that no, but like sometimes you could be a guy that is not getting like what you're getting at home, you understand? And like that's abuse, like there's also sexual abuse both towards men and towards women. So you can come as a guy and you know you might have your partner at home, but you still want to come sell your pussy for me and like
that was not where I thought that was gonna go. This episode
that's acceptable. So
I
like,
literally
I don't wanna, you know, should I say make them distrust me by going as far as checking accounts. of the people that want to come, like, and pay for their pleasure. Like, if you can't pay for it, you can't pay for it. I'll just want to, like, be careful, run background checks to be sure that you don't have those naughty skeletons under your closet you're going to come and taint my shit with. Like, I already seem tainted.
I agree with you. So, client verification process.
The best of the best. Because that's one of the things that people do. Like, you pay for all of these things and then you won't even be able to hire people that will tell you that your child was ugly on social media and you're sending them a PR box. Who does that? You're not calling names. But, like, yeah, hire good security.
I'm so fucking buzzed. I feel like I've lost fucking control of this episode.
Earth to bougie.
So, what's your madam aesthetic like?
Oh, you were saying your madam aesthetic was going to be...
I want to be very... I don't want to say hands-on, but I enjoy sex. Mm. One of the reasons I will be opening a brothel, like, if I... Because I... Me opening a brothel is not just because I'm trying to make some money. Like, yes, that's a huge draw, but I love sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love people that have sex. I love the business of sex.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me. Yeah. It's something I'm passionate about. So, I would want to be the madame that is very hands-on, that gets, that goes down and has a drink with clients, like, you know, probably just be the whore that they cannot have.
Okay.
I want to be very down-dressed.
The untouched whore.
Yes, the untouched whore. I want to have, like, really, really... very sexy, comfortable clothes. Like, I know what I'm saying, because I'm gonna be very, like I said, hands-on. So I'm gonna do this, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to stand next to a master who's doing a shibari demonstration.
Mm.
Do you understand? I want to stand next to a dog.
Be immersed, but not really. But be immersive, but not really immersed.
Yes, like, I want to stand next to a dog while he's watching his sub be pleasured on stage for our viewing. Do you get, like,
sex is sexy,
so I want to be involved but not. I have no intention of sampling wares from my business. That's not my thing, but I wanna be able to make sure that I can confirm that you're enjoying the experience.
Oh my god, you just said sampling wares. That's one of the fucking reasons why that fucking company is still going.
Well, that's why they are there, and that's why they're not. So what are your hard limits and what are, like, your soft limits? No, just what are your hard limits? Oh fuck, I'm so sorry. I feel like it's for 20 minutes, that is like, for 10 minutes, like a hot minute. So, like, I'm so sorry.
My madam aesthetic. I think because, I'm going to be quite hands off, but, like, whilst I'm still hands on, because it's going to be more than just the sex we are offering. It's going to be like I'm trying to run an establishment, so I don't really see myself, you know, doing a lot of the sex stuff. That's why I'm gonna hire all the good sex people. So I'm more, so my aesthetic is just like a richer,
it's me.
Okay, a richer version of, like, what I look like. Since I'm not going to be who they see when they think pleasure. I don't need to look the pleasurable part. Like,
okay.
I can just be very comfortable and all that. Like, I'm a voyeur. I like to watch. Okay. Don't get me wrong. So I think maybe once in a while, while I pay, because I will pay for my services.
Bro, first of all, I did not realize you're a voyeur.
Oh my days! I stay watching. I'm just like this, like, I don't want to be included, I just want to watch, I want to put your in position.
Like, I wanna like swing a fantasy scenario.
Please,
you go out to, like, you go on vacation.
I love vacation. Yes. We just put up our vision board and it has vacation.
So. Yeah, this one likes traveling. So you go on vacation, you meet a couple, you guys are just vibing. You know the way you met
a couple, that a heterosexual couple?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You remember the way you met that your. That yo. They are so hot. Like, I just have to say, I don't want to say anything because they do listen, but. Yeah, So you meet like a couple, they're hot, you guys are vibing, you're like, oh, let's spend the entire vacation together.
They were like, then, my dream couple if I wanted to be a part of a couple.
So hot. I swear, this one meets people is the most fascinating.
I think I'm blessed like that to attract the right, you know, energy from the right person. That is why I believe if you do not like me, then you don't like good things.
True. So, and then they offer you like $5,000.
That's small money.
Wait, to spend the entire vacation.
In this modern day Nigeria, yes, it's big money.
Spend the entire vacation with them. It's like 3 weeks. You're like are traveling from like country to country. Wait.
You're quite cheap.
Oh my heavens! Oh heavens!
The money is impressive.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. All right. To spend the entire vacation with them 3 weeks, except they are covering all the travel. The only
am I supposed to travel this? Girl, this your fantasy. There's nothing fantastic here.
Okay. They just want you to watch them fuck every night.
Ooh, yes. Okay. We've gotten to the fantastic part, yes. And maybe if they have like a suggestion box part of their relationship, I can put the next position I want them to try. Yes.
Oh, so like you'll be like
what? Yes.
Conductor.
Yes, like I told you, like one of the major reasons why I like watching what's it called, like gay porn, or like, is that right? Gay porn. Yeah. One of the reasons why I like watching gay porn is I keep it a lot for my fat bank. Like I just imagine myself like this naughty, sexy. If I want to be a dom.
The coolest thing is I was reading something because I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to do an episode on the mechanics. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm trying to work out the mechanics of getting a threesome. And one of the things they said was that a lot of times in multiple partner sex, we forget to have a conductor. Do you understand?
So I'm the conductor. Conductor, A bougie conductor. That's it.
Oh, I love that for you. So I didn't mean to cut you off. It's just you're resonating so much with me. And I'm studying that today. And for you to just say that,
That's always like where I feel. Because like sometimes I feel if there was just one person that was able to step back and be like, that shouldn't be how that works. Like it also helped like when I was reading that my naughty erotica book, like he wrote it as per POV. So I was able to see like, oh, one of the people like when they were younger who would incorporate them into the kink thing is like an older person that's a little bit experienced that is able to tell them, yeah, this position. And I'm like, yes. Yes, so even when they're explaining it, like I just imagine the contortion. So as a like I would enjoy like when I asked what type of couple and you're like male, female, I don't mind, but the perfect scenario would be like two guys and like you just have me like they should worship me at whatever point they want to, but I just want to see them fuck. Like I want to see the optimum way they could fuck. Like I need to put them in the optimum way. Like I swear if you do this he will like it better. And like, you know, there's just a need for an extra limb here and there, so I could be that extra limb
just
for them,
help,
you know. So
like that was so cool.
Yeah, so like, so since I'm kind of like hands on, but like doing stuff like that, I mean, if I want to do that, I'll pay for that experience. I want people to come and pay to be dumped to do that to their slaves. So that could also be possible. So if I want to immerse myself into what's going on in the brothel on the off chance, I want to do that and not just watch. It has to be a very specific scenes as well that I've partaken. So,
oh, I love that for you.
Thank you.
Hi, we're all almost done.
Hard limits.
Episode. What are your hard limits?
Hard limits. You know where I'm going to say, where I'm going to go. Oh, we don't KILL, we don't RAPE. So like those are like my hard limits. Like I don't like we don't touch that. That's why even in some form of like kink and BDSM, I'm going to have to hire the right people, because I swear you might just start pissing in someone's mouth and I'll shout no. Like that fucking ruins the entire experience. So like, but that's why I hire people that tell me, oh yeah, this is very possible.
So basically, like, Bougie's house of experience has intimacy
coaches and coordinators, definitely. Oh my god, post, pre, before, because like, we're hiring doctors and therapists. Like, I don't want the girls to be in their head too much. Sex work can be very
doctors for like in case.
Oh yes, obviously, like, no. STDs, emergencies and whatnot. Like, we're gonna have doctors on ground, but I also don't want them to get so much in their head on what they do, and you know, even the people that are coming, because guilt is something that always racks people after they finish like some certain scenes. Mm-hmm. They always feel like, oh, this shit I'm doing, I swear, it's nasty.
I feel like sometimes it would really, really help if maybe like after sex we can just get like little objective therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we need to fuck? Did we need to fuck?
Oh my god.
How we fuck? What is something bothering
you? No, my darling, I think I'm bothering me.
Okay. Did we, like, how did you do this? Do you need to have stuck on here? Just someone, an objective ear, to just be like a referee coach.
To just ask you, hope you're good.
Oh, that's a good one too.
So yeah, honestly, so so those are my hard limits.
I like that for you. Hard limits for me. No roughing up my employees. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't care. Like, I like, that's a big deal for me. Unless it's like an experienced human, but then you have specialized training for that. That's what you want. But no, I don't care in whatever way. Like, my employees are very important to me. Their well-being is very important to me.
Because their well-being is making me money. Like,
so
a good worker, a good decide, a good wife, a good life. Unfortunately, I'm not in the 1920s. So a good worker, a good life.
My employees need days off. And I'm not just talking of days like, oh, you're in your period or like you're sick. I mean, like, I am a huge believer in rest. I did not realize when I became a huge believer in rest, because I'm always going like full throttle. I barely rest, but stuff happened and now I'm a huge believer in rest, and I feel like I can't work without a lot of rest, to be very honest. It's the only way I want to move forward. It's the only way I want to
it's not healthy. Like, it's not like healthy. And then like, life goes by quick. And death is very decisive and very definitive. So what's the idea behind like walking till you drop?
It's
not healthy. People need to like recess and
I need my step back. Even I want to
I mean, that's why like vacation, no work, no play, it's unnecessary. Like, if you can vacation and no work, good for you. So like, that's a good one.
And play can stop anytime. That's huge for me. I don't care. Like, play
for both parties. Yes, this is not like that naughty man's ex notification. No, I can terminate you at any given point. Play should be able to stop. That's why, like I said, I want the sex facilitators, because sometimes you might want to say something, but maybe you are not in a position to do so or like to say so. But like, if there's someone that has the tells that you've had, like, you know, the communication with prior and knows, like, oh, maybe tapping or doing something like is something you don't like, they are able to check that immediately. So that's totally important for me.
So Bougie's brothel has been running for a while now. It's fully established. You have your day-to-day. You have your routines. How are you using Bougie's brothel to give back to the community?
What's the community giving me? No, but seriously, it still goes down to that thing we said about community. People are not giving back a lot. We spoke about how the arts thrived when it thrived because of the patrons and because of, you know, how the wealthy decided, like, you know, dance for us, puppets. And they're like, they did dance for them and then they were rewarded for their dance. But this time around, it's all take. So give back.
I was really, really lucky and blessed that if you wonderful people who listen to my podcast sponsored me to doing a few outreach community programs that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
Yes, I was really, really surprised. I didn't think that is something that could get
I didn't expect it from those particular people.
Yes, but that was something
people
that I did.
You.
Yeah, people surprised me. And I was also able to go to some places and meet some people and have conversations with them and just teach them. And I think back to, I'm not trying to be like a savior or anything, but I think back to how I was just able to give them a little bit of sex ed that I wish I got at a much younger age. I wish I had gotten at all a little bit of sex education. So when you say people are not giving back to the community, sometimes it's not organizing like a big, there are places you physically might not be able to give back to the community, but you
but
know
people can give.
Yes.
So what the fuck are you saying?
Yes, and I'm not just like, talking about like the glitzy givers. I'm talking about like some people that are, their day-to-day is actually helping, it's actually giving back, it's giving people hope. You can help them in that way, and that is helping your community. I'm sorry about
we're saying the same thing. So it would really be healthy, like when we're pulling in the gajillions. In fact, the honest thing is, let me be real, we don't need to pull the gajillions. That's what people think, like you need to have a certain type of wealth for you to give. Like, okay, the thing is, before I say what I want to do that as a breath of honor, like I want to encourage people, like we're Catholics, right? And this podcast is very non-denominational.
Yes.
You know, it's listened to by a lot of people, but there's this thing that Catholics do during Lent where it's like a special observation. You know, you're supposed to fast, you're supposed to almsgiving and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And if you're struggling with giving and you feel like it's a big thing for you to, you know,
give
like, because you're not wealthy enough, you could take the 40 days of Lent and just like convert your regular snack money or an extra DSTV, or not DSTV, some people do Hulu, Peacock and whatnot, like some people have like seven subscriptions. You could do one less and then take the money you're supposed to use for, you know, that particular subscription and then just drop an extra dollar in like a tip jar, pay for someone's like bus ticket or pay for someone's like taxi ticket. Yeah,
like
you know, you pay
expensive.
Like you pay forward, like maybe you want to buy something else and you could just pay for the person directly behind you, or like you are in a bus going somewhere, you could just buy something for the driver, like just take that 40 days. I feel like if you try to do the little acts, or maybe when you come back from work and you usually make dinner for just yourself, you could make for two and give
someone
else. Yeah, like it doesn't have to be, oh my god, they are poor, they are stinking, they are dirty. Like charity does begin at home, you know. Valentine's is coming, you know, this person hasn't celebrated Valentine's with a partner for something, you could just buy a plastic rose or a bottle of perfume or a bottle of incense or a lip balm or something, or a comb or just a card that says like, I'm thinking about you. I feel like little acts of kindness,
constantly trying to ask someone,
it's hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so just listen to them vent. I know people are saying don't trauma dump, but just listen to them vent. Okay, so
would you like getting back to the farmer's market? You know, I love my food.
Oh, so, I love that.
And we are going to be growing stuff on the grounds. Like, I mean, we need them to be active. Yeah, so like, you know, and working outdoors is also a very good way to keep yourself grounded. Yeah, and, you know, when you give to the universe,
which
the universe
is basically telling her people, you will go outside and constantly touch grass.
Oh, you will,
grass.
And the sun will beat your back. Like, you will feel it. So, like, I like the idea of like a farmer's market where, you know, they can come and people can come and see and buy stuff, you know, from like the farm, and then the money, you know, help support the farm or help support like women that come to the farm but are not coming to like work sex work, you understand? So, and then, oh, you know, I also love me my length, so I don't mind like an Easter's, like, you know, I won't say bake still, but like we have like a pop-up restaurant during Easter where that's the one time you get to meet my girls or my boys or whoever, like, so you get like, you know, they serve the community, so you just come in and on the first come first serve basis when we're done sharing our food, you go just come and eat, like there's nothing, just come
just
and
like
eat.
A check-in type,
yeah, we'll probably, since you know we're probably going to have like, my people might do my own money. We're not doing like a church thing, so that won't limit exactly.
Did I do that?
No, we're not trying to limit people, but you know, I like the umbrella of the Easter holidays because you know, they would have done 40 days chastity and a lot of naughtiness, like denial. Punishment and denial. So when they get to come the first time, like the girls will now be like, sir, we're having like, you know, something charity, like take my money. And like,
I can do like that, just random things like an orgasmic denial for like 40 days.
Oh, that would be awesome. Would you be like intentional? Would you journal about it? Would you podcast about it?
I'm thinking about it though. Like, it just came up to me now, so I'll try and refine it as we go. But now that we're at the end of the episode, I've been in such a positive space in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful and I'm so lucky that I am in this positive space. I just wanted to randomly ask you something. Because after this class, it's like super important. We're going to, like, after recording this, we're going to both go do yoga together.
Mm-hmm.
And something I found really wonderful with you is you've actually taught me affirmations.
Yeah.
So can you share with my podcast like some of your positive affirmations?
Oh.
Some of your favorite positive affirmations. So just some that mean, like, you know, like you're just thinking about that. Like bougies. I used to think positive affirmations. I used to laugh, you know. Like I really used to truly laugh. I didn't see the purpose in it, but I started being nicer to myself. And I love it. So,
okay. Let's see. A couple of my favorites. I am positive and I am powerful.
Mm.
I feel like when you're able to say stuff like that, like the affirmations, it's not necessarily the fancy words sometimes. It's usually what I can take from my environment. You know, sometimes I like to say I am centered and I am a point. You know, like, cause sometimes you don't feel as grounded as you should be. So I also like that one. I am grounded and I am at one with the earth. I like I am capable and I am content. Because like, you know, there's a lot of noise out there. And, you know, sometimes I just like to say I am silent and I am still. Oh, I like I'm a receptacle for goodness. I like that one a lot. And, you know, I like positivity and peace. You know, everyone knows I'm a positive girl. I like I have the wealth and the resources to handle everything that comes my way. And with affirmations, I feel it's necessary to constantly be in the yes. I don't like negative affirmations, like double affirmations. I don't like saying stuff like I am not poor. I like saying instead I am prosperous. Right? I rather say instead of like, oh, I like, maybe if you have like a target weight in mind, like I rather say I am at my optimum. My body can handle all its challenges than, you know, happen like how sick a part of my body like feels. So I feel don't think too much about it, like when you're trying to build your affirmations. Like it's more of listening to yourself. Like I said, if you're, the more still you are, the more quieter you are, the more you listen to yourself. So sometimes if you're like silent, you know what your body wants, you know what your soul wants. So you could just like say like, I give my body what it needs, I give my soul what it needs, or I find rest and I am content. You can sometimes just be okay with resting and contentment. So I'm like, I don't really think I'm the affirmations person.
Affirmations person.
Yeah.
Learning affirmations has been so helpful.
Yeah.
I know it sounds so horrible, but I cannot emphasize
yes.
how it has been so wonderful for me. So in this space right now, I want to document how
thankful I am that I get to do this podcast with you. I'm thankful that you came on this episode to do the brothel with me.
This was fun.
This was fun.
And I mean, when you put positivity into the universe, positivity will come back. There's already so much negativity channeling in the atmosphere.
Yes.
You know, space matter is already, there's a lot of negative outside. So the more positive you can channel, like, you might not feel that way, but if you say it, odds are you will leave it. Like, that was why
it doesn't hurt.
Like, okay, with vision boarding, like, this is our third try now, like fourth try. I think it's our fourth together try. So it's always it's just, it's nice to put into words sometimes what you're truly thinking, as delusional as it may be, or as unhealthy or unapologetic as you think it is. Sometimes be selfish into the universe, like, but you don't need to tell the universe you're selfish, please.
This is a very fun episode.
It was.
Which you said sometime in the episode, if you feel any of this out-of-pocket ideas seem very, very financially to you, hit me up on successativa@alex.gmail.com. Thank you so much, Bougie.
Thank you, Mama. This is fun.
Yes.
It's really fun.
This episode. I look forward to having you on the podcast tomorrow.
Yeah.
But until you come again next time, have great orgasms. Think of me and Bougie. Or not. That's your prerogative. It's your choice.
Oh my god. That's a lot of, like, sexy sister porn.
Please, that is nothing you have heard before, please. Until you come here again. Bye for now.
Au revoir.